Japanese political leaders hope to revitalize the country's nuclear program. It scaled back from more than 50 nuclear reactors to less than 5 after an earthquake caused a meltdown at the Fukushima reactors in 2011. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, Japan's return to nuclear could affect Alaska's chances at large-scale exports of LNG, but factors such as cheap supplies in other countries may have a larger impact.
The Japanese parliament returned former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to power in December. Abe is a pro-business nationalist who does not want China to be the region's economic engine. Jane Nakano is an energy and national security fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says Abe recently won majorities in both houses of parliament, and that will help in his quest to restart some of the country's nuclear reactors. He'll also have to win the support of the Japanese people.
More people in the Japanese society are starting to realize that there is economic cost to not restarting any reactors. And now I think the question is how many would be the comfortable level.
After the meltdown, Japan shuttered all but 2 nuclear reactors. The country could restart more than 50. Nakano says Japan has been trying to wean itself off foreign oil since the embargo of the 1970s. Japan imports virtually all of its power, including the uranium used in the nuclear plants. Nakano says the country would like to increase both its use of nuclear and renewable energy sources.
The question is the midterm, what fuel sources besides nuclear they would be relying upon if the restart does not go as smoothly as Abe would like.
Alaska exported LNG to Japan for decades. North Slope producers who hope to one day build a gas pipeline see Japan and other Asian countries as prime markets. Larry Persley is the federal coordinator for Alaska LNG projects. He says the window isn't narrowing for the Alaska pipeline. Japan is the largest LNG customer in the world, about a third of the global market share last year. And if Japan does fire up its nuclear reactors, Persley says the country will only cut its LNG imports by about 1 or 2 billion cubic feet a day. That's not much.
That is not going to affect the market so much that it's going to eliminate Alaska or probably change Alaska. There's just a lot of what-ifs out there.
And Alaska's LNG pipeline is a giant what-if in its own right. Construction could cost between $45 billion and $65 billion. Fadul Gate is managing director of oil and gas resources at Oppenheimer, a New York-based investment firm. He says the cost of the pipeline makes the project unfeasible in the near future. Gate says Russia and Australia are better suited than Alaska to deliver gas to Japan, but the future is in East Africa, where production is cheaper.
Companies are looking at the returns that will come from their investment. And this investment could cost from $10 to $50 billion.
Alaska's pipeline would not be in operation until the 2020s at the earliest, and it's virtually impossible to predict whether Japan's economy will continue to grow until then. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.